Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Next time you find yourself lost on the side of some remote mountainside, just some simple misstep on a path or a misread on a map, and a few moments of confusion and disorientation, and then the realization that you are really lost. As you wander, trying to find your way to discovery back home, your family and friends realize that something is wrong. Search and Rescue heads out to find you, and when they do, they call the experts. Yep, the canine search teams. When we come back, the canine search and rescue dogs here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
One of the things that fascinates me almost more than anything else, and certainly inspires much of what I do here on the Wildside News, is the amazing truth about the capabilities of our animal friends. And none touch us more directly in ways that we sense our profound personal, and powerful, than the unique bond between humans and dogs. Today we continue to celebrate our canine friends as we talk with Sam High, who is talking to us from Helena, Montana. Sam is a trainer and tracker for the High Country Canine Search and Rescue Dogs team. Sam, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you very much.
Say, if you were to head on a search and rescue mission today, what would you be looking at in terms of Helena? Helena.
Helena?
Yeah.
As far as, well, terrain, it's mountainous here. We have mountains in the area, or in the state, I guess, up to 10,000 feet or so. We also have flatland in the state, so we can be looking at a variety of different terrains that we might be working in for a search.
Now, of course, that high altitude really affects the type of weather that you have to face in terms of your mission as you head out with your dogs, and we're going to cover that topic in some exciting ways today. What kind of weather conditions do you have to face once in a while?
Well, a lot of it, like right now, it's a little cool. It's about 35 degrees. With the altitudes in the mountains in this state, the weather can change drastically very quickly. So you could be out in a nice 50 or 60 degree day, and a storm can move in rather quickly, and your temperatures can drop 40 or 50 degrees an hour with rain, snow. So you have to be prepared for any kind of weather when you're out on a search, because you never know when you're going to get back in. You could be out for several days or even overnight, and it really pays to be prepared for all different types of weather conditions.
Well, let's talk about the High Country Canine Search and Rescue Dogs. You're involved, you're a dog owner, mm-hmm. You're also a trainer, and one of the things I think the audience would like to know about would be the fact that a lot of people think of search and rescue dogs, and they kind of think about police dogs, but quite honestly, there's a huge difference between the dogs that are trained to work with police and the dogs that you train to help out in search and rescue.
Yes, that's true. A lot of the training is similar. It's just kind of the expected results might be different on the other end. And we look for people who are lost, hunters, hikers, bikers who are out in the mountains or just looking for the outdoor experience, and they get turned around and get lost. And our dogs are trained to find them and come back and get us if we're on a wilderness-type search, and then take us back to that person, whereas a police dog would be more for containment when they find that person. They probably would not come back and get the officer. They would stay with the person they're looking for.
Now, you work strictly at the behest and by request of official search and rescue teams. Is that right?
That's right.
And so you get a call, and then, now, one of the amazing things about your particular organization and something that we're certainly going to address today is the fact that you work entirely as a voluntary organization.
That's true.
You don't ask for any dough, do you?
No. We try to get donations, and anything that anybody's willing to send our way is much appreciated. But we don't charge for our services to go out on the search. We do request, if possible, that we get reimbursed for maybe our expenses, but we don't charge by the hour or anything like that. It's completely volunteer.
And all the gear and things you have to come up with yourself?
Yes, we purchase all of our own equipment. If we can come up with enough donations, or we're trying to write some grants to get some funding, then we're trying to get the company to be able to buy a lot of our equipment for us. But right now, all the individual members have purchased their own equipment.
Well, actually, I made a little special effort here because I really think that, well, what you do literally saves lives. It really impacts families. It impacts your community. And it also stands as a tribute to what great community efforts people like yourselves can contribute to. And so, actually, I went around and talked to some folks out there who want to help you guys out a little bit. And so I'm going to actually introduce a friend of mine, Angela. Angela, you're with us, I think?
Yes, I am.
Now, Angela, who are you with?
I'm with Talus Navigations Magellan GPS Consumer Products. And we have a special surprise for you, Sam, and would like to donate four Magellan GPS receivers, our Magellan Explorus 300 and Meridian Platinum. We hope that this, for those instances where people are out there and aren't using a GPS receiver, to help them get back to where they left their car or where the trailhead is, we would love to supply you with that as a tool to help you guys find people and mark where you've already searched. And we know that this will hopefully be a huge contribution, considering that you guys have to pay for everything yourselves, and we really value search and rescue operations all around the country. So we hope this helps.
It will help a great deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Angela, tell us how people can also learn more about these. It's a very generous donation, and you're giving four units?
Yes.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much.
At www.magellangps.com, you can find out about all of our handheld GPS receivers, Magellan brand, and we also have the vehicle navigation systems. It's a huge advantage to be able to know your location, mark waypoints for where you started, and how to get. It'll even give you breadcrumbs to help you get back. Apart from it being something that people use for fun, it's definitely a helpful technology in making sure that you're safe when you go out on trails or on mountains and climbing, biking, as you mentioned, hiking or hunting. So Magellan's definitely always willing to try to help some of the nonprofit organizations and volunteers like yourself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Angela, so much. That's Angela.
Yes.
With Talus Magellan. You see their products all over. Thank you so much. This is going to definitely help them out. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. Oh, here we go. I'm working this board. This is getting tough on me here. Hold on just a second. Sam, let's talk a little bit about, you have to go out and you have to deal with the problems of people who are injured. In some cases, you actually track down folks who have passed away. How do you train people? How do you train dogs to search out these different sort of missions?
Well, it depends on kind of the information that we get at the beginning of a search, but all the different things that we want the dogs to do are just training with different commands, and there's always a reward. Most of the dogs who have the drive that's necessary like their toy. They have a favorite toy, and so we utilize that favorite toy as a reward mechanism for when they do the things that we want them to do correctly. And there's different types of disciplines. We've trained them in tracking, which is on lead. So if we have a known point where a person might have left from and we have some scent articles from that person, we can start them at that area and try to get a direction to travel. And we give them one command for that. If we're not sure or we want to send dogs out ahead of that tracking dog, which are called area dogs or wilderness dogs, then we give them a different command for that, and they're taught to actually go out offline, search areas, help us grid an area, and if they find someone on an air scent, then they will come back and get the handler, give them an alert, and then take them back to the person that they found.
Now, you folks sometimes head out for kind of extended periods of time, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And so you put yourselves at risk as well as the dogs. That's an incredible service. It's just amazing. Actually, I have another person online here who has heard about your mission,
mm-hmm.
and would like to talk with you. And this is Frank. Frank, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, why don't you tell about yourself and your company and what you'd like to do?
I'm the marketing director for Adventure Medical Kits and one of the co-founders. And what we'd like to do is offer a little support to your organization, and a lot of the people you're going out there to rescue are some of our core users of Adventure Medical Kits, or perhaps should be. Maybe they should have brought one along with them. But we'd like to offer you $500 worth of Adventure Medical Kits products. Your choice, because I know you have a lot of different needs. We have medical kits. We have survival items like emergency bivy sacks, reflective blankets, survival tools, and things like that. So I'd just like to offer support.
Okay.
Appreciate what you guys do.
Frank, I'll help you follow up on that. And also, Frank, how can people find out more about Adventure Medical Kits, which are the leader in terms of backpacking gear and medical portable medical gear?
Yeah, you can find out about us at AdventureMedicalKits.com. And we've been supplying the outdoor industry and outdoor users for over 15 years with medical kits. And many of the top guides in the nation, you know, 70 Mountain Guides, XM Mountain Guides, use our products for their trips and expeditions.
Well, Frank, with Adventure Medical Kits, that's a very generous. This is going to help immensely.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Frank. Well, that was Frank with Adventure Medical Kits. You see how well this works, the community outreach and the support that we can gain, and it certainly is inspiring that those people involved in the outdoor industries are prepared to help folks like you out. Well, let's continue our discussion. Now, how did you get involved in this, Sam?
Well, we've always had pets, pretty much, and when we lost our last dog, we decided that the next one we had, we wanted to try to do something with, to get have a working dog and not just a pet. My husband is formerly involved in law enforcement and has spent a lot of time out on various deals with law enforcement, and so he retired from that, and we decided that we didn't want to just completely retire from everything. We wanted something to do, and since we were going to get another dog, we thought that might be a good thing to do. So we purchased the dog, and we managed to find the person who trains all of us, Chris Goodhue, who's one of the founders of High Country Canine, and she doesn't live that far from us, and we managed to catch up with her and start training, and it was just one of those bonds that worked out really well, worked really well as a team. There were already a couple of other people that were involved in some of the dog training that we met, and we just really made a great team. We all work really well together, so we have the extra benefit of not just working the dogs, but finding some really great friends, too. And we ended up washing our first dog out. He just didn't have the drive, and so we now have two more that are both certified. My husband has one as well, and that's kind of how we got started.
Now, if a person were interested in joining this search and rescue canine teams, I understand that you offer some excellent training as well. Why don't you tell us about that a little bit, how to find a dog and how to choose a dog, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, but let's try to give an introduction to that.
Okay, well, probably the best thing to do would be to check our website, and it gives all of the different disciplines that you can train the dog in. It also gives we do provide seminars that we charge for. We try to keep the charges down as small as we can so that people can afford to come. We're not really in it to make a ton of money just to pay our expenses and try to gain something, but we also want to keep the cost down so that people can afford it. But you can check that. We have seminars for trailing, wilderness, HRD, water, and our schedule's out on the internet on our website. As far as picking a dog, we test them when they're 4 weeks old and at 7 weeks old, and they're looking for high-drive dogs that have a lot of ambition and enthusiasm and assertiveness, to some point being stubborn. We kind of like the more stubborn dogs because they're a little harder and a little bit more driven. And there's certain tests that you can do, too. So if anybody's really looking for that, they can get a hold of one of us, Chris Goodhue, has tested quite a few dogs, as has Janet Wiltz, and they're both the founders of High Country Canine, and they are also listed on our website. So that send an email or give us a call, and we'd be happy to help them out.
Well, now, where do you want them to send an email? Let's have your web address, and if it's
okay,
a phone number.
HIGHCOUNTRY, K as in the letter K, 9.us.
Terrific.
And our phone numbers are all on that website.
Hey, and just as a little aside now, there was also a gentleman, Bill Bates, and he has a wonderful invention that I think you're going to find kind of interesting. It's called the air grill blower. He couldn't be with us today, but he also wants to help you out. The air grill blower is especially designed to blow air on glowing coals. If you're in a fire and you want to get something started, you may be a little high country and a little short on air, you just crank this thing. It has a direct stream of air, and it just takes fires and embers, or gets a fire started again to stoke the embers. It's a fabulous thing, and he wants to help support you folks. You crank this little handle, and you watch the glowing embers blaze, and there's no batteries or no chemicals. It's lightweight, it's portable, and he's donating 12 of those to you folks to spread out through your crews out there. And I just want to say that you can check out the Air Grill Blower at www.airgrillblower.com. And they're even offering free shipping through the holidays. I want to thank Bill Bates for that generous contribution to you folks.
Yes, thank you very much.
You bet. Well, listen, now what else do you need? How can people help you out? What are you looking for these days? How can they support your supporting us?
Well, if somebody is really wanting to get involved with us, so we're looking for a boat about 24 foot long, sort of a pontoon boat that we can, we have two divers that are also in our group, and our dogs are trained to work on the water so that we can go out and search on lakes and things like that. We're also looking for a trailer to carry all of our equipment and our dogs and things like that when we go to a search.
You know what, Sam?
Have it one place.
Let them contact you.
Yes.
When we come back, we're going to head on down to Joshua Tree National Park.